Blog Talk Radio.
It breaks my heart. They ain't believing us.
We the best music.
They play themselves. While you hating and being jealous, you could be over here embracing that love. More love, more blessings, more life. God did. You either win with us or you watch us win.
DJ Khaled.
They want to stop. Whoa. But look at us now. They count us out.
Time to say
they
a prayer.
They didn't think that we would make up. They didn't
think we bow our head.
Oh, but I know God is more than she did.
Oh, Kelly.
They just praying that I crash. Cause those guys, they don't wanna see you last. They take a $3 million above your tax. A tub full of money, I still can't relax. Time spinning, Lord forgive me, I'm a sinner. Conquer your five niggas. Wrong side of the position, only divine winning. Better listen when I tell you how I put time in it. Please forgive me, God did. So leave me in the dark, swimming with the sharks. Dope boy, big con, still the biggest boss. Got a kilo on the plate, send them on the freight. Or oh, I could go and buy a bank, I know my money's safe.
They counted us out. They didn't think that we would make up. They didn't believe in us. Oh, but I know God is not. Oh, yes, he did.
See me with the ring, you better play D. Nigga, God did his thing when he made me. With the eyes stacked against me, I could crack the Vinci. I know only God could judge us, I say that for Britney. They smell blood like a shark, they start acting fishy. Well, I'm gonna have to act a ass and they gon' have to kiss me. Please don't hate me just to hate me. Before they overrate me, they gon' underestimate me. Funeral and wake me, bury me and excavate me. But I'm so cultivating, everybody replicate me. Nigga, face facts, dreadlock, face tats, I'm the apex. I made the culture, what I'm swing, every day back. I fucked the world and what I did, I practiced same sex. I prayed more and said less, God did the rest.
They counted us out. They didn't think that we would make up. They didn't.
It breaks my heart.
Oh, but I know God.
Where we at, go?
Oh, yes, he did.
Where we at, go? Hope did. Please, Lord, forgive me for what the stove did. Nobody touched the billy until Hope did. How many billionaires can come from Hope crib? I count three, me, A, and Ree. Bronze and rock boy, so four technically. I left the dope game with my record clean. I turned the cocaine into champagne. I cleaned up La Madina with the same soap. Me and Loro talk about how we slang dope. Now the weed is stores, can you believe this top? I put my hustle on the floor, can you believe this guy? Then we said fuck it, took the dope public. Out the mud, they gotta face you now, you can't make up this shit. Judging how you judge it, say we going corporate. Nah, we just corner boys with the corner office. I'm at the cap table, what the splits is? Not that cap table, boy, we live this. Breezy, what the business is? We push your 50 like fitting all, the shit is all legitimate. E was down 10 for this. We just got his 10 back, then went back like where the interest is. M light up the O3. We let y'all do the Zazas, OG for the OGs. Some you niggas out of pocket talking exotic. You barely been at a Bahamas, that's another topic. Monogram in my pocket off the red carpet. You see the face I made that night, shit is that shocking. Ours wasn't great, we even be alive. Gotta be crazy to y'all, nigga, we surprised. Shit is too much how we grew up. Shit don't even feel real to us. OG sold it, OG called Kingpin. The dose of drug laws, and who are we then? Hov is a real nigga's dream. My only goal to make a real nigga feel seen. Sometimes I make a fake nigga hate life. Never my intentions, consequences of my way of life. The way we used to play with life. I'm now careful with the sentences. Them only jail bars are like, I never wanted to be the state's custodian. The laws are draconian. For those married to the life, it's holy matrimonian. Somehow I outfox every box and try to throw me in with great ceremony. Folk in them told me how Holly Caddy spoke of him, and bloke in them from London, Harrow Road, Western End. How you speaking to the souls of men? Those of them willing to die for the existence that this cold world has chose for them. Kick a snow off a frozen Tim. Back and forth on his turnpike, really took a toll on him. A lot of fallen soldiers on his roads of sin. For those who make the laws, I'ma always have smoke for them. I got lawyers like shooters, working pro bono for him as a favor, cause I thrown him limbs. In memory of T-Law, I pray none of your people die over jail phones again. All his pain from the outside inspired all his growth within. Some new plans getting broken in. Highest elevation of the self. They the fuck around and gave the right niggas wealth. These ain't songs, these is hymns, cause I'm him. This is Psalm 151, this is New Testament. Book of Hov. Jesus turned water to wine for Hov, it just took a stove. You never know how this shit could go. Me and Biggs probably got too big if they ain't booked that low. Hindsight is 2020. Though he's getting plenty money, looking back now this shit is funny. I just got a million off a sink, without risking a million years trying to get it out the sink. Hov big. They say they don't know me internationally, niggas on the road dead. I see a lot of Hov in gigs. Me and Meek can never beef, I sweep that nigga from a Hov big. Hov dead. Time we have a discussion, who the ghost, you donkeys know this. Forgive me, that's my passion talking. Sometimes I feel like Farrakhan talking to Mike Wallace. I think y'all should keep quiet. Breaks my heart.
Thank God it's down. Ooh, oh.
Come on, man.
But look at us now. They count us out. They didn't think that we would make it up. They didn't believe in us. Oh, but I know God is in. Oh, yes, He did. Oh, yes, oh, 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 but I know God is
in. Oh, yes, He
did. Oh, God is in. God is in.
Dougie, yo, told me he been on some positive shit, yeah, yeah. Lately, I just wanna show up and body some shit, yeah, yeah. Always been a little mad petition. Lately, this cash I'm getting got me losing count of these bags. I been moving too fast. Hard times don't last. Remember when cops are rats talking out my ass. Boy, you ain't shit but a bitch with a badge.
All my life,
all my life.
They be trying to keep me down.
All this
time,
thought I would make it out.
Never thought I'd make it out.
They couldn't
break
me, they couldn't break me, they couldn't
take
me.
No.
All my life,
all my life.
To keep me down, I decided I had to finish, but the media called me a menace. I just sat with the mayor and politicians. I'm trying to change the image. You can't blame my past no more. I come from the trenches. Some said I'd never be a superstar, but I know I'm different. I'm the voice, but the system ain't give me a choice. Know some people that still undeployed. I know a felon who trying to get void. Child support, your only support. For a visit, I'm going through courts. Went to jail, they was chaining me up. And you know that I'm famous as fuck. See how you gon' joke about stimulus, but they really had came in the clutch. I know some kids wanna hurt themselves.
Stop trying to take drugs, I refer to myself. Trying to better myself, trying to better my health. But
all my life,
all my life,
they be trying to keep me down.
All this time,
all this time,
never thought I'd make it out. No, no. No.
All my life.
All my life. Down.
First generation ghetto nigga, cold world, hello niggas. Made it out of the city with my head on straight. Niggas keep shooting up the let out. Yo, enjoy the pill, gotta get out. Cause the shit that I spit out is a cheat code, like I'm facing a Rico. And how a nigga put a hit out. And another one, and another one. I got like 100 of them by the lap, niggas, so they think they ahead of me. But I'm really in front of them now. Some of them fumbling they bad, fucking up the little crumbs that they had. A reminder to humble yourself, this shit could be gone in an instant. Me, I'm running long distance, all pistons firing. I've been stuck between maybe retiring and feeling like I'm just not hitting my prime. These days, seeing rappers be dying way before they even getting they shine. I never even heard a little buddy till somebody murdered a little buddy. Now I'm on the phone searching little buddy name. Got a play in his tunes all day in my room. Thinking damn, this shit wicked to get their names buzzed. Some niggas just gotta go lay in a tomb. And media thirsty for clicks. I got a new rule, if you ain't ever posted a rapper when he was alive, you can't post about him after he get hit. It's simple, it's the principle. On any tempo, I'm invincible. Don't even rap, I just vent to you. I'd rather that than an interview most days. Fuck them all like I'm going through a whole phase. Young niggas shoot out the whip like road rage. I pray all of my dogs stay so paid. And the only thing to kill them is old age.
All my life,
they be trying to keep me down.
They be trying to keep me down.
All this time,
all this time,
never thought I'd make it out.
They couldn't break me, they couldn't break me.
No, no.
They couldn't break me, they couldn't break me.
No.
All my life,
all my life,
they be trying to keep me down.
They be trying to keep me down.
Hood, rich,
high class street music.
They tell me.
Shady. These bitches, they just wanna have my baby. Born in the 80s, crack baby.
Damn.
Mama, she was in the street, so guess who raised me?
Street,
you motherfucking right, couldn't get it from my mama, so I got it off the block. Been working my whole life, but I ain't never punched a clock.
Trap.
9 years old, I seen a nigga get shot.
Damn.
Niggas quick to run they mouth when they get jammed. Pussy ass nigga, tell it on his own fam. Same nigga that you break your neck for,
yeah.
Be the same nigga that cross you out and wet you up. Supposed to be chasing money, but you chasing bitches. Real bosses don't talk, we just sit back and listen. Stack that paper up and then make boss moves,
yeah.
She like to argue, so I sent that bitch to law school.
Keep it real with your dog, no matter what.
Preach. Same bitch decline, she love you, she'll set you up.
Preach. Out here in these streets, it ain't no such thing as love.
Preach. The only thing I trust is this pistol and these slugs.
Preach. Real nigga shit, only when I do speak.
If that nigga don't work, he'll fucking leech.
Preach. I ain't got shit for a nigga, ain't nothing in this motherfucking world free.
Preach. Zay got the motherfucking bass thumping.
Zay!
Dolph got the motherfucking trap jumping. Doors to the trap open, now I sell you something. Hell nah, don't ask, I ain't frontin' nothing.
Hell nah.
I fucked your bitch and told her I'll see you around. Dolph just skipped town with 200,000. Dolph just pulled an 8 and a 2-liter pop. They say Dolph addicted to these streets just like his pop. Addicted to hustling, I can't stop.
Can't stop.
Won't stop.
Won't stop.
Can't stop.
Aye.
Never hear me complain about what I ain't got.
Nah.
Cause if I want it, I'ma go get it.
Aye.
Yeah.
Aye.
Free my nigga,
aye.
Yo, did it. Got paper rail tatted on your whole titty.
your enemy. Every day niggas cross their partners out for Benjamin.
Keep it real with your dog no matter what.
Preach.
Same bitch decline she love you, she'll set you up.
Preach.
Out here in these streets it ain't no such thing as love.
Preach.
The only thing I trust is this pistol and these slugs.
Preach.
Real nigga shit only when I do speak.
If that nigga don't work he a fucking leech.
Preach. I ain't got shit for a nigga, ain't nothing in this motherfucking world free.
Preach.
All my life, been grinding all my life. Stack the spice, hustle paid the price. Wanna slice, got to roll the dice, that's why. All my life, I've been grinding all my life. All my life, been grinding all my life. Stack the spice, hustle paid the price. Wanna slice, got to roll the dice, that's why. All my life, I've been grinding all my life. Look, I'm married to this gang, that's who I made my wife. Said I die alone, I told that bitch she probably right. One thing that's for sure, not a stranger to this life. Got a safe just full of Franklin and a shoulder full of stripes. I don't know a nigga like myself. I say self-made, meaning I design myself. County jail fade, you can pull my foul yourself. Spot rage, swallow rocks, I'm getting high myself. Nah, and damn right I like the life I built. I'm from West Side 60, shit, I might got killed. Standing so tall, they think I might got still. Legendary baller like Mike, like Will. 96 Impala, thug life on wheels. Up against the wall, squabble at Fox Hill. Like a motherfucking boss, ask me how I feel. Successful street nigga touching them first meals. All my life, been grinding all my life. Stack the spice, hustle paid the price. Wanna slice, got to roll the dice, that's why. All my life, I've been grinding all my life. All my life, been grinding all my life. Stack the spice, hustle paid the price. Wanna slice, got to roll the dice, that's why. All my life, I've been grinding all my life. Look, I got everything I said I was gon' get on my kid. In addition to that fact, I went legit. I'm the shit now, according to the way that I'm positioned. In this biz, it look like I'm just gon' keep on getting rich. Ah, know that Westside RSC's is us. LAPD on my dick, I'ma squeeze and bust. If a rap nigga diss, switch cheese and fuss. All this rap money, nigga, look, I need too much. Money, loyalty, and love, in the dream we trust. You be switching up the players on your team too much. Tiny Copy, that's my love, Young Supreme, what's up? And we travel around the world getting cream or what? Ain't you get off on whoever hustles seem to rush? Las Vegas strip pop, yeah, you creamed and punks. After all that looking tough, all he seen was stunts. 50 Cent and Mayweather flee the scene with us. True story. All my life, been grinding all my life. Stack the spice, hustle paid the price. Wanna slice, got to roll the dice, that's why. All my life, I've been grinding all my life. All my life, been grinding all my life. Hustle paid the price, wanna slice, got to roll the dice, that's why. All my life, I've been grinding all my life, look.
Peace, y'all, let's go. It's popping. It's been a little while. Trying to get back to it. Today was a day from busyness. It was just crazy. It was popping, y'all. I want to tap in real quick. I'll get back to it next week. Just wanted to get a feel for what's going on out there with y'all. Trying to think what I'm going to go over, if anything, right now. Yeah, I'll come in class this Sunday. This Sunday. I'm lying. Sunday, not Saturday. So we got one this Sunday at 6 p.m. I believe that date is the 12th. So yeah, we have one on the 12th at 6, and we're going to talk about DBA. Another thing is, it looks like YouTube has made some adjustments on our profile, so we're still hopeful we can get to 1,000 subscribers. So if you haven't already subscribed, please do so. But we're looking for people to subscribe, and we're going to go back to doing some videos on there, trying to help make things a little bit more clear for everybody. Y'all won't be able to see like some of these proofs that I'm going to go over today. I was debating before I got on what exactly we were going to talk about, but I am going to go over some more stuff about this BC. So I posted, so yeah, this is the Thursday show. So I posted a copy of the birth certificate, and a lot of it was blocked out. So I'm going to go over some of that now, and I want to get into some more information. But a lot of it was blocked out. So I know people weren't able to get to really see everything. So I have the clean version of it. And what is it? Copy of a certificate of live birth. You know, they ordered their form. They got it back. It's stamped. It's sealed. Has its issue date. It has the state registrar signing off on it under the seal of the Secretary of State, right? So more so the, yeah, Secretary of State, so the state's seal, right? So you got that, plus you have in the bottom right-hand corner, you got another seal referred to as a logo. But as you can see on the outer edge, just like the Great Seal of the State of California, on the left-hand corner, it has those ridges around it. Same thing on the other side. So that's their seal. So that's two seals that's on the document. So it doesn't need a third seal to be up in there, four and five and all the ways up that y'all do. All right. In the top corner, left-hand corner, y'all probably didn't see it, but there's a staple there, right? This is how it came back from vital statistics, so, or vital records, I should say, excuse me. So it has a staple in the top left-hand corner. Now, people don't take the time to analyze this stuff, so that's why I'm going over it today, right? In lieu of not wanting to go into the DBA stuff right this second. All right, so this BC has a state file number that's blocked out. So if you had the file number, you can pull up this particular file. It has what the registration district certificate number is, right? And some of that was faded on the actual document itself. So what's always interesting is like analyzing these things. So it says this child, it has a first of all, it's interesting, the makeup of this document, because this document, right, has what would be deemed Excel brackets, I guess, for lack of a better term. So when you look at it now, without the overstanding of ever using Excel, and just look at it for the brackets, you'll see that there's a lot of things that are not a part of this so-called document because it has what we would consider the four-corner rule. So realistically, what's on here, what's captured, is a last name. So when it says this child, everything about the child is in four corners rule. So you have, well, and I'll say this. Let me back up. Because what I like about it is if you look a little bit closer, they got it perforated. So it's like a broken four corners, right? So let's say that it's not a true capture of four corners. So the name is there, first, middle, and last, right? Then they go into number two is the type of sex of the child, right? Then number three is single birth, twin, triplet, so on and so forth. Now, those two fields are on the four corner rule. They are solid blocked in. What's not blocked in is the actual date of birth. So what's truly captured on your birth certificate? Now, people, how they do it on the birth certificate. So you have that person's name. You have the date of birth, right? And then typically you would have, I think y'all get it on y'all birth certificate too, but maybe not. But the birth time, the time of birth, right? Then as it relates to the place of birth, what really counts in this section, which is number five, all of it's number five, is really the county, right? The county, right? So being the street address, right? And then the county. So those are the two things that are truly captured. Now, what's not captured on the BC, for the most part, is what they're looking at with the general hospital, right? So which hospital you were born in, and then the city or town. Number six has the whole name of the parent, right, under the four-corner rule. What they don't have under the four-corner rule is the race, so-called white. Second section, they said same as residence, so that's the mailing address of the mother. So that's, you know, available for public. The next section is if inside corporate limits, you got to check here. So it's in the corporate limits. And then the state is not captured. And then again, the same thing for the father, just the race. And then, you know, what they do for a business. Now, interestingly enough, it's signed. It's signed by the parent or other informant. So that section, though, is called the informant certificate, not parent certificate. So informant certificate. And it says, I have reviewed the above stated information and hereby certify that it's true and correct to the best of my knowledge, right? Boy, let's not get into that. So the name follows that with the signature of the parent. Then they have the date that it was signed. So the date that it was signed is available, and then the parent signature is not. So typically on the birth certificate, you will see that the parent is not required to sign anything. All right, unless they did, because I believe they do have a section on the birth certificate for that. So on the regular BC, not the certificate of live birth. Then the next one is the attendance certification, and it says the same thing. I hereby certify that attendance birth, that the child was born alive at whatever hour, date, and place stated above. And that's 100% factual, right? And then you got the address of the person that signed it, all right? So then, which is crazy, I just caught something. But then the last part is the registrar's certification. Date on which name added by supplemental name report. So name was not added for this child until 8 days after this child was born, right? According to this document. So sometimes you also take a stop and take a look at it to make sure that you're seeing what it is that they're capturing. But I do want to go into, I thought it was right there. Oh, it was at a small one. Hold on. I was looking for part two. So why does it show me only part one? I'm looking for the second page, y'all. Give me a second. Okay. All right, so part two is interesting because now it says on the second page that this page is for the amendment of birth record to reflect court order change of name. Right? That's what the second page is. Now, the reason why I'm going over this is because I need you all to start to wake up and stop allowing people to take advantage of you because of lack of knowledge, right? Your lack of knowledge. So on this document, you can see that what they did was they took a form you filled out when you went in to change your name. Like, I think that's the piece I want people to understand. I know it's blocked out on the actual post, but in this instance, it's not blocked out. And the reason why I'm explaining it, the reason why I'm going over it, is because you wouldn't see the detail behind the information. So I thought it was worth going over and talking about it. So the form is provided by Vital Records, right? So Vital Records provide this form for anyone that's actually trying to make alterations, right, to the name. So that form is filled out in the way that you would fill out an application, you know, making the request. So, and I'll pull that form up in a little bit to go through it. So, amendment of the birth record to reflect court order, change of name, and then it says no erasers, whiteouts, photocopies, or alterations, right? So you can't separate the color of certificate of live birth that's stapled to this document. This is what they consider to be annexed. So now this alias, as we will further learn, is now added to the birth record. All right. So they have a state file number. So these are the things I'm trying to get people to understand. You have a state file number that track of your name change when you go to the court. So you're registered. Then you have a local registration number, again, in the title, registration. So you have the state, you have your local local county or local town clerk has that registration, depending on your district. So the document says type or print clearly in black. So type or print, right, in black only. Why do they have y'all do these things in black? Because you know, right? We know. But it says this amendment becomes a part of the official birth record. So now, let's just analyze that, right? Because the reason why that was shared with the public is because folks are saying that you have a choice as to whether or not when something is changed, like a name in court, like you have a choice as to whether or not you have you have to update any of the agencies. So agencies like DMV, agencies like Social Security, agencies like law enforcement, right, so on and so forth, passport, whatever, right? So people teach from the perspective that you don't have to tell anybody anything, but what you need to ask them to do is anyone who's gone in and changed their name in court, ask them to just order a new copy of a birth record. Just tell them to just go get a copy. And let's see if it doesn't come attached with the amendment. Right? So notice that the amendment comes second. It's not on top. So it hasn't changed anything. It's added to the original record. I need y'all to understand this thing. All right, so part one, it says information to locate records. So this is how they're going to find the record. So how do they find the record? Information as it appears on original birth record. So what are they talking about? It's always going to come back to the original record, and the original record is that straw name. Always. Anything else is added to it. So they want the first, middle, last of the straw. They want the same stuff that's on the birth certificate, the sex, the date of birth, the city of birth, county of birth, right? They want the parents, both of them, first, middle, and last, and you got to identify which is which, right? As a matter of fact, I had it in the video and I didn't mention it, that each of the documents, this record, they stamp on it one of two and two of two, so you know that it's what? Incomplete. So if you showed up with this amended BC and you tore off the amendment to say, I don't need the amendment, I'm just going to use the document, it might be too late because they already stamped on there, so people would be expecting two pages, not just one. So part two, they got the court order information. Now, listen to what I'm saying. The court order. They don't give a shit about you, right? So now, this is where the authorization for the name change or name amendment is coming from. So what does it say? General information. They want the name of the court. They want the county, state. They want the court case number. This is permanently attached to your birth record. And they want the date of the court order, right? So then the last thing they want in that section is the new name of the individual as changed by court order. Whose authority? The court's. So now you have a first, middle, right? So this person ended up changing their first name. They kept the middle name the same, and then they changed their last name to something completely different, right? So these are the changes that is recorded by the court. So then part three, it says, this is the affidavit section, and now this one is the affidavit and signature. And what do they need? I hereby certify under penalty of perjury that the name of the individual identified in part one was changed by court order as stated in part two. Get it? Part one, part two. So then to sign, right, to sign, you can only use black ink. We know what this represents again. So now we got the signature of applicant, and, you know, this person wrote in their signature. Then they printed their name. Then they got the date this was signed, where it was signed, like address and number and all that stuff, and then zip code. Then the bottom part is for the registrar, and it says state registrar use only. Only. This is to certify that the CDPH, so Department of Public Health, right, vital records has reviewed a certified copy. So what do they review? A certified copy. Not just any copy, right? What they would consider a legal copy of the court order described in part two. So the court made the change. Vital records had to review the change. Now, listen to their language, right? They said they reviewed the court order described in part two and has accepted this amendment to the birth record as provided by statute. That is fucking crazy. Because I know that went over everybody's head. I keep telling y'all that when you register something, you give it away. And when you give it away, if somebody accepts it, oh God, you're in a whole world of hurt. All right? So that's why none of this stuff can ever belong to you. There you go. You just gave away your new name. You gave it to them and they accepted it. Now they're the owners of the new name. Oh God. All right. And this was done in 2018. Right? So I showed you all those two things. Like I said, I posted that prior. So let me go to something different. I want to go down to some different information real quick. See if I can find it. Yeah, I don't know which one is which, though. Oh, shoot. No, it's not what I'm looking for. passing or anything like that. Might be one of these. Here it is. I want to go over the actual form that the court filled out. Right? So, this one I have not from California. This one's from Florida. So, this one says, this is what the court has to fill out. State of Florida Department of Health and Vital Statistics, and they're talking about a report of legal change of name. So a report. And then these people were saying, this is amendment of birth record to reflect court order change of name. So it's still a report. All right, so boom. Or that information comes from a report. So boom. County of, you know, then you got your docket file number, the court order, so the date of the court order. So date of court order, because this is the final product. And then the file number or docket number. Then they say name as decreed by court. So whatever the first, middle, last name is going to be. So legal last, they put on here. This is so crazy. Name of the petitioner. So, you know, that would reflect the old name. Right, and then petitioner's relationship to whose name has been changed. So if it's you, it's you. And they got a mailing address. They got the sign and seal by, and they need a signature of the clerk of court. Signature of the clerk of court. And then they need a date. Right? So pursuant to, and I'm going to go over this. I think I'm going to do this in a video again. So I'm going to go over the statute. On filing the final judgment, the clerk shall, if the birth occurred in the state, send a report of the judgment to the Department of Health, which is vital statistics. The form shall contain sufficient information to identify the original birth certificate, so original birth record of the person, the new name, and the file number of the judgment. So they need all the same things that we just described on the other document. So provide the following information to identify the birth certificate of the person whose name has been changed. So at the bottom, the very bottom, if you're not the same person that's requesting your information, or meaning the straw man requesting the information, they're going to put the straw man information at the bottom. So name at birth now signifies who they're talking about. Subsequent name change, right, if applicable. So if there was a name change, there you go. And this is why the court does it, so you don't fill these things in correctly. So date of birth, place of birth, full name of mother, including maiden name. Now, what's interesting on this one in Florida is that they don't even report on the daddy. Isn't that crazy? So the instructions, I didn't even realize I had the instructions. It says, please type using black ribbon. Alterations of information by use of correction fluid or other method will make this form unacceptable. So it's the same thing, no whiteout, no erasers, no whatever, right? For filing with the vital statistics, and the form will be returned. You don't want that. So it says, if the person whose name has been changed is female, please list below both her legal maiden last name and her legal last name under name as decreed by court. If name change is to restore maiden name, maiden surname, this report will not be attached to the original birth record. So if a woman is married and she's, let's say, divorced, or her husband dies or whatever, and she wants to use her old name, this does not get attached, all right, because they already have a record on that. So, but will be retained in the files of the Office of Vital Records. So whoever has the records own that shit. So photocopies of this form will not be accepted, so you can't photocopy, and will be returned. To obtain a supplies of this form, submit your request to, and then they send it to. And obviously this is for the clerks or the judges of the court. So with that, you're looking at the fact that they go ahead and they amend, trying to find this section here, right? And I'm going to show all of this in the video when I do it. So this section here says, birth certificate amended by legal change of name. So you got legal change of name. and they consider a legal change of name to be judicial process, right? So any judgment of change of name entered in by this state shall be recorded on a report of legal change of name, and it says form, blah, 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 hereby incorporated by reference. In the case of a change name which also changes the name of parents, only the name of the registrant shall also be amended, except when the court order specifically directs the department to amend the birth certificate in regard to the name change of the parent. Upon receipt of a report of a legal change of name, which is on this form, which is incorporated, completed and certified by the clerk of the circuit. So it's completed, it's certified by the clerk of the circuit. All right. I don't know why this section said the judge. All right, we got to go back and check that. The clerk of the circuit entering the change of name or an order of name change entered by a court of competent jurisdiction, right? So the clerk can do it or the judge can do it. The department shall, except in the case of a woman who has had her maiden name restored, so that's what we just discussed, or in a case where the court directs the department to file a new birth certificate, amend the birth certificate of the registrant, that's what you are, registrant, pay attention, by attaching the report to the birth certificate, hereby becoming a permanent part of that record. So thereby, excuse me. So when they attach the report to the birth certificate, it becomes a permanent part of the record. So if this is a permanent part of the record is a permanent record in itself. All right? So that's why y'all got to read. So in the case of a woman who has had her maiden name restored, no action shall be taken by the department in regard to amending the birth certificate, and the report that has been forwarded by the court shall be incorporated into the files of vital statistics. In a case where the court has directed the department to file a new birth certificate, the original birth certificate shall be removed. Listen to what they're saying, and shall be placed together with the order granting the name change under seal only to be opened by an order from a court of competent jurisdiction. So if they don't get rid of it, they say they seal it away. And I can't make this stuff up. They tell us everything that we need to know. So, like I said, I'm getting ready to get back to doing some videos. I'm still holding out for 1,000 viewers, subscribers, excuse me, not viewers. And then we can go from there. So, boom, I showed you that. I don't know what this one is. Let me see. No, that's something different. So, I don't want to go into too much else. All the procedures right here. I don't want to go into too much else, but I think I got a few more minutes. So let me see. I keep telling you, all of these things stem from the actual record or what we would consider, what they consider to be the record, excuse me. So anytime they're able to get you to volunteer this information, right, they store it, but your account of the event is not a private account. It's an account that's solicited by these agencies, and you know it's solicited because they're having you fill out their inventories, right? They're having you check their list and check their boxes and, you know, dotting their I's and crossing their T's. But at the end of the day, this all comes back to the function or the root function for why they do all the things that they do. And the root function is really simple. They only do this because, one, we allow them to do it. But two, the purpose of them doing it is so-called based on, oh, I'll give you all this one too. It's based on, their agency's inability to acquire this information unless you are tricked into being an informant. I mean, I don't know any other pleasant way to say it. I've come across this, so let me add this before I go. This is on the same topic. We're talking about birth certificate amendment, and they say who may apply and what are the fees, right? So, and then this is, again, based on Florida having this at every state. So a request for an amendment to a birth certificate made, right, shall be submitted to a request for an amendment. That's what you're asking for. You know what? Let me just do it, because I was saying I'm not going to fucking do it, but I guess I have to. This should be shocking to me, the fact that, you know what, let me do it. I keep, you know, giving out remedy, but I guess everybody moves to things however they feel, right? So let's look at something real quick. All right. To amend, right? To amend, right, means to free from faults. And I'm going to actual etymology, right? Like we're looking at the actual root of the word. So to amend means to rectify. I don't know if those terms, you know, make it any clearer exactly what it means, but these are the terms that they're using, right? In French, it was considered to be to correct something, to set something right, to make better, to improve something. See, those are terms I can, you know, flow with. Now, you have in the Latin, it means to correct, free from fault, right? From X out, oh, that's them breaking down the term. So it says free from fault, physical blemish, free from error. Physical defect, fault, physical blemish. So physical. So as in stain, as in sign, as in mark, something that is harming. That's what amended, right? The spelling with a is unusual, but early and also is found in Italian. All right. So it continues. The English says the word has been supplanted in senses of repair, cure. So to amend is to repair something, right? To repair it. Boy, oh boy. The meaning, to add to legislation. Mend, that's what mend mean, right? Mend, to add to legislation. That's fucking crazy. All right? So that's where we get amendments from. In any instance, let's see, amendment, betterment, improvement, all right? So of persons, it's called correction, reformation. That's what you did with your name. Reformed it, all right? In old French, rectification, correction, advancement, improvement. Like I said, amend, correction of error in a legal process. That's amend. Alteration of a writ or bill to remove its faults. All right. To be amendable means to be capable of correction or repair. Then we got mend, to repair, to remove defects. Now, I'm taking my time going through this because it's interesting, right? They have a section, mend means to set right, to improve, to put right, to atone for faults and errors, atone for. So you can amend your life right? And they call, they have what they call repent. What the fuck? To grow better, to improve. All right, so their use of mend, which used to be emend, and then when you look at emend, it says to revise. That's a better fucking word. Not amend doesn't say nothing about fucking revise. But emend, which is another part of the root because they used to use the E before the A, means to revise. So that makes more sense, right? So think about it, right? Because this is, it has to make sense. When you make the amendment, you're making a revision, right? So let me go back to what I was just reading for y'all about this, who can get it, right? So they said you're going to apply for, submit with an application. So you shall request the amendment by submitting with an application for amendment of Florida birth record. Right, and they give you the form, which has been incorporated into vital records. They always gotta let you know that, right? Because they're telling you that it is authorized, right? So you gotta give it to them. In any instance, there's so much information in this shit. I don't even want to read it. They keep going. They give you addresses. They said the required amendment to the birth certificate must be signed before a notarizing official by a registrant who is at least 18 years of age, or if disability of non-age, so that's capacity, has been removed and the registrant provides proof of such removal, so that's when you're a minor. Right, and then it goes into all these other people that can assist you. So I'll put these things up on the in the video when I put it together. You know, so if of legal age is another way they put it, right? So the non-age. But I'll make this last point, and then I'm done. Yo, if it was supposed to approve something, why when you go to court after you make a name change and you have a, let's say you're bringing a case forward or they have a case against you, why is it always being referenced? When they bring a case against you, they go straight to the original name on the birth record, which is the strong name. And I showed proof of that in the Telegram group chat because then everybody else's, the name that you change your name to is listed as an alias or AKA, which is also known as. So I'm going through these things just to show you that at the end of the day, none of this stuff benefits you according to what people have been selling you. You don't have no choice about not putting something on record big for you, all right? So with that being said, I'll catch y'all on, let's see, we'll catch y'all next Tuesday, all right? Peace, y'all.